Welcome to a special spring break edition of First Up.
I'm your host, Brian White, joined as always by Jasmine Jetton Gonzalez.
Hey, y'all.
In today's episode, we're going to be talking about a few spring break tips to help students that are potentially going somewhere from spring break or if you are staying on campus.
So this being spring break week, we thought it'd be very important to talk about, well, a few things, right? Like, one, what do we do over spring break? And when I say we, it's like, what did we do when we were in college for spring break? And then two, I personally think it's important to talk about some safety issues because I've had a few friends who've had a few incidents. So maybe it's the mother in me that I'm like, Brian, we need to talk about this. So yeah, Brian, you could kick us off.
Yeah. So for me, I worked during my spring break. So I actually stayed on campus. The most I would travel to Florida where my family lived. But for me, spring break was always a time to relax, focus on the little things, slow down, and then get prepared for what I was about to go back into, which was continuing school.
Wait, so your school let you stay on campus in your dorm during spring break?
Yes, but it was because I was working. So there's certain requirements that you have to have. So if you are staying on campus, you should always check with your residential office because they will bill you for staying some instances.
Oh, so yeah, so they charge you a little extra for that week.
You will get charged for it. But if you're there working for the campus and doing stuff for the campus, then it
they'll
could
work
get
with
a wave.
You. Yeah. Yeah, they'll work with you. Yeah, no, because I remember they were like, it's spring break next week, y'all. You have to make sure your stuff is clean. And I think they would usually try and do like maintenance things on the buildings while we were out. Like if they had to do, I don't know, like bug spray stuff. I don't know. But they did maintenance stuff. And I very vividly remember they literally kicked us out like, hey, you have to be out by noon on Friday.
Well, we had a lot of international students, so a lot of them couldn't go home.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, we had some international students too, and they were able to stay, but they were like in a specific wing. But like if you were not in the international one, then they would like literally say, hey, you need to go home because we're going to be doing maintenance or whatever. And if not, they would charge you, like you said. But I mean, I think it would be cool if they like waived it. Like, hey, if you're going to go do this volunteer experience for our school, which, by the way, I wanted to mention for our listeners, especially those who are currently in college or, you know, are going into college. Typically, there are experiences for college students to volunteer. I know we had like a spring break volunteer project and a group of like 20 students would go to, I think, what was it? Oh my God. Like it was like Hurricane Katrina one year.
Probably when you were in school. There probably was that time around that
time. Yeah. It tells you my age. but I remember they went there to help clean up. In previous years, I don't think I was in school at this time, but I heard from alumni and stuff that they went to Flint to go help clean over there. So there's just these like spring break volunteer opportunities. And because you can't stay on campus, right? You would go to this spring break volunteer opportunity. You would stay there at that different state. So one, it covered your housing for that week. And then that was your plan. Like, because usually I would go home during spring break and work. Or I know this is odd and now I'm thinking about it. I would actually go visit my partner because he was overseas. So
I mean, that's not weird. I feel like that's normal.
Like, I don't think people know that about me.
If you have a week to yourself, I think that's a good week spent.
Yeah. I don't think I've shared that with our listeners, though, that when I was in college, I was with my partner and he was overseas. So during like spring break and stuff like that, I would try and visit him. Or try and make money.
And then at that time, he was in the armed forces, right?
Yeah. Is that correct? Yeah.
So, yeah. Today, we just want to go over some quick tips for our listeners, specifically our college listeners. We just want to go over a few quick tips for if you are going somewhere or traveling for spring break. Also, if you plan to go home or if you plan to stay on campus. So, we'll start with if you are planning to travel somewhere. Oftentimes, students like to take road trips. They like to fly to warmer places, depending on what state you're in. And those are all acceptable things to do. But we want to make sure that you are safe when you are traveling to those different places.
Yeah. So sometimes in spring break, if you're traveling, and me personally, I would drive home during spring break sometimes. And I thought it was very important to share a few tips. One, I cannot emphasize roadside assistance. Hopefully everyone has insurance on their cars if they're driving and you have that roadside assistance help. But I definitely recommend that if you can get access to that. Also, definitely keep your ID on you, because definitely you don't want to get pulled over without your ID. And not just if you get pulled over, but if you're out with your friends on spring break and something happens and, you know, stuff hit the fan, please have your ID on you. And then also, if you're out and about with your friends, vacationing with your friends, stay close to your friends. I know sometimes we can get excited when we're out and about having fun with our friends, but if you're in an area that it's not your hometown, you're not super familiar with the area, like whatever the case may be, you're in a new area, definitely always be with a friend. I can't repeat that enough. And then have a buddy system, right? So if it's like, hey, and if you do like, hey, I'm going to go to the bathroom, like, okay, cool. Make sure you have your phone. And if you don't hear from your friend after 5 minutes, I'm like, check on them, right? Like, and I guess, yes, this is definitely the mom in me.
It's important though, what you're saying. It makes sense. And
yeah, right? Like, Brian, I feel like spring break is such like a, I don't know, it's a fun, like, whether you're doing volunteering opportunity, whether you're vacationing with your friends, whether you're like working for that week, like you're still going to try and enjoy your time off. I think these tips are very important no matter what situation you're in, because people change too. Like, I had a few high school friends, and when we would come back from college, it was like, oh, like we're very different. Like, this person's really into drinking. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not into that. I'm no one to judge anyone, right? But I always watched my surroundings, always like knew the people who I was with. And if I didn't feel comfortable, then like I would dip. But yeah. What about you, Brian?
Yeah, obviously we know that students shouldn't be drinking if they're underage, but we know that it does happen. So we just want you to be safe. But yeah, that's always important. And another thing I want to mention, this is a big thing, and I don't think that a lot of guys learn this, and it's very important. But consent,
and girls.
Girls too. Girls yeah. too. But consent is very important. No means no, regardless of the situation. So I think that that's an important piece to remember always, not just for spring break, but just in life. And then again, we don't condone if you are under the age drinking, but we're not naive. We know that it happens.
Like, let's be honest, y'all. Yeah. Okay, this is an honest podcast. I do want to just say that, like, when you say no means no, if you're in an uncomfortable situation, walk away. And if that person doesn't let you walk away, like, there's an issue. And that's exactly why I say having a buddy system is so important. If I see my friend talking to some boy, whatever her sexual orientation is, doesn't matter, right? And she's texting me and she's like, hey, Jasmine, come and get me. I'll go, and I'm keeping an eye on them, especially if you're in spring break in an area you don't know. You don't know who you're going to meet, who you're going to come across. You don't know their background. And I can't harp enough on like being safe and having that buddy system. And yes, no means no. And if you're in an uncomfortable situation, walk away. And if they don't allow you, you better text your friend. You better fake a call from your mom or dad, like whatever you got to do. Scream. I don't know. Do whatever you got to do to get out of that uncomfortable situation.
Yes. And if it's illegal, then it's probably something you shouldn't be doing anyway. So yep. Keep that in mind. But for our students that are planning to travel home or plan to stay on campus, we want to make sure that you're planning accordingly. So if you do live in a different state, it's important to make sure you're buying your plane or your train ticket in advance, because those can sell out.
Say it again, in advance.
Yes.
Because it gets advance. More expensive too.
It gets more expensive, and there's a chance that it will become unavailable
yeah.
or sold out. So it's important to do that in advance. If you, especially if you know when your spring break is, you should be able to do that or talk to your parents about that.
Don't wait till the week before, because best believe those train tickets are sold out.
Yeah, you don't want to pay $70 for a train ticket when it's usually $30. So that all matters. If you plan to travel by car and you want to save some money, you can try to carpool with someone and give them some gas money. That way they are able to take you home, drop you off, and they're not putting too much stress on themselves. Jasmine mentioned roadside assistance earlier, but you want to make sure that your tires are up to par when you're leaving. Make sure your gas tank is filled. Make sure you have directions. Mm-hmm. Make sure you have your identification with you, your registration. Make sure all this stuff is up to date, because that's important.
And make sure you got snacks, because I don't like to stop by a gas station that is in a fishy area unless my car's about to die and I have no option. See, that's another tip. Travel, if you're going to drive home, travel during the day. Try not to travel at night, because I always say the crazies come out at night. And especially us, like we're in the Chicagoland area. I was coming from Springfield to the Chicagoland area. I'm not trying to drive at night. So definitely. Oh, and carpooling. You save miles on your car. I would rather give someone gas money and save those miles on my car. And if I don't got to drive, that's one less thing I got to stress about. And on the flip side, I would rather carpool with a friend and save that money on gas money. They'll give me gas money and I'll just, you know, drive them, which is fine. Like, it's a win-win situation. So yeah, thanks for mentioning that, Brian.
Yeah, I think that's important. The last thing that I want to mention is to, again, we talked about making note that you are staying on campus to your residential life office. Let them know that, hey, I'm planning to stay on campus. It might cost you. So just be aware of that as well. And then before you do go, make sure that everything is locked up. If it's valuable to you, take it with you if that's possible. But if it's not possible, make sure that you're locking it up. If your roommate is also leaving, make sure that you're locking the door behind them. If you're leaving first and your roommate leaves after, make sure that you are asking them to lock the door. Especially if you have personal items that you don't want missing or damaged or whatever the case may be, just make sure that everything's locked up.
I wouldn't even leave anything super valuable. Like, I would definitely take my laptop. I'm kind of old school sometimes that I like to save cash on the side for emergencies, but I would take that home because, I don't know, maybe I got trust issues, y'all, because I take anything that's valuable, I'll just take it with me. So yeah, definitely lock up everything, but also don't count on that because you never know. And I'd rather be safe than sorry. That's just me.
Yeah. The last thing before we go, I just want to say, enjoy your break.
Yeah, enjoy your break, everyone. I hope that everyone is like either volunteering and having fun and enjoying these new experiences or making memories with their friends or with their family, their loved ones, or in my case, their partner. Ugh, those long distance relationships are hard. But yeah, I just hope everyone's enjoying their spring break and enjoying this tropical weather that I wish we had.
Yes. And again, these are just safety tips. We want you to have fun. We want you to enjoy, but we also want you to be safe. That's important to us. We know that's important to your families as well. It's important to the schools. It's important to your friends, just everyone. It's important that you stay safe and that you do return safely. So we just want you to keep this in mind as you are enjoying your spring break.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us.
Bye, everyone.
Enjoy your spring break.
We would like to thank ISAC for supporting us, the First Generation Scholars Network for encouraging us to put this podcast together. Thanks to our producers, Joey Lieberman and Matt Montez. Finally, we would like to thank our listeners for tuning in. We hope you will join us on our next episode.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not directly reflect the opinions of ISAC. We hope you enjoy this episode and have a good day, everyone.